Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. As many of you know, we have a local organization called North Coast Honor Flight. Made up of local volunteers, this group is dedicated to sending World War II and Korean War veterans to visit their respective memorials in Washington, D.C. at no cost to the eligible veteran. Over the past 3 years, more than 200 men and women have been honored in this manner. Most, but not all, have been residents of Del Norte and Humboldt counties. Each group of veterans has been accompanied by caring and helpful volunteer guardians who pay their own personal fare. This past April, I was privileged to be one of the veterans who made the trip. I addressed this wonderful experience in one of my commentaries in May. After completion of the trip, there was something mentioned about a possible luncheon or some type of reunion in the near future. Sure enough, plans were made to hold a reunion picnic at Freshwater Park on Sunday, July the 28th, with food and drink furnished by the organization for each veteran plus a guest. The invitations were prepared well in advance, and a mailing service was hired. For those of us who attended, it was a wonderful reunion. We weren't allowed to do anything except to enjoy ourselves. I want to recognize those volunteers who gave their all that day once again to honor the veterans. They are, in no particular order, Mark McCullough, Dr. Paul Windham, Alan Bongio, John Macbeth, Mary Barber, Mike Barber, Dale Bridges, and Greg Gardiner. All of these folks had also accompanied the veterans on the flight in April. Of those volunteers, one needs special recognition for her boundless energy and dedication to the Honor Flight cause. That would be Mary Barber. She is one terrific lady. Although attendance at the picnic was good, there seemed to be a number of veterans missing, with no previous RSVP as requested. Unfortunately, it has been discovered that the hired mailing service had not made a complete mailing, leaving some of the veterans without invitations and no idea that a picnic was scheduled. I have been requested by North Coast Honor Flight official Steve Justice to extend Honor Flight's sincere apologies to those veterans who did not receive their invitation to the picnic. Steve hopes to schedule yet another get-together for the sake of those who missed out before the weather turns foul. To borrow a line from the old barbershop tune, if the Lord be willing and the creek don't rise, we'll soon be together once again. For those of you who might be eligible and have not made the Honor Flight, I strongly urge you to consider doing so. There will be another flight scheduled for this fall. If you are interested and know someone who is eligible, please call Greg Gardiner at 707-443-4880 or email to greg@101things.com. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.